Watch out, Frosty, we're coming through.
Global warming, we're about to give you the cold shoulder. We'll be dumping our teams into a winter wasteland, and all they'll have is the vehicles they built, all the junk they find here.
This bitter, cold battle will be fought atop the highest peaks of California's Sierra Mountains.
First, the machines must scale a slippery ski slope, then survive a death-defying downhill slalom.
And finally, they must power their way through a giant wall of ice and snow to become our Cold Wars champions.
It's a challenge so big, it'll take 2 days to build.
Taking part in this Cold War challenge are three superpower teams.
In red from the former Soviet Republic of Belarus, the Siberian Snowstormers are titans in the world of tractors.
In white, it's the American Icebergs and their dog named Bear. They've already ridden snowmobiles where no man has gone before.
In royal blue are the British Blizzards, the elite engineers behind the record-breaking Snowbird 6. To keep our international arch enemies in line, we're joined by the host of the British version of Junkyard, Robert Llewellyn.
Come on, guys. Come on in! Yeah!
Oh. All right, teams, gather around. Now, I know you guys are all hot stuff in the world of snow, but today I hope you're ready to sweat.
That's right, we're challenging you to build machines that can climb a ski slope, survive a downhill obstacle course, and smash through a wall of solid snow.
Now, we're not going to give you an ice age to do it, but we are giving you 20 hours to snatch up the scrap and create your contraptions. American Icebergs, are you ready?
British Blizzards, are you ready?
Yeah!
Siberian Snowstormers, are you ready?
Yeah!
Let it snow! Before they can even think about building their snow plows, the teams must work on a way to get moving.
What do we got, Bob?
Get guys. Okay.
Right, chaps, that's quite a challenge.
Okay. And these blokes love a challenge. They're the geniuses behind Snowbird 6. This ultimate all-terrain vehicle was the first to drive across the Bering Strait from America to Russia.
Hi, I'm H, and I was the lead engineer on Snowbird 6.
H is very, very good at designing things, very, very quick.
Gray is a project manager, and you know, he's very used to having a problem thrown at him.
Wall has the ability to make any engine run.
Their fourth teammate is the mysterious Mickey C. This welder electrician has a government job so secret, he won't even tell us what it is.
Well, we've decided we're not going to have a captain.
We haven't got a captain.
There is no captain.
If we need to make a decision, sit down, quick cup of tea, and on with the job. No arguments.
We're the British Blizzards. Cheers.
Why don't we go for an eight-wheel drive vehicle as opposed to tracks? Because tracks, very complicated to keep on the system.
Yeah, two engines.
Two engines, because otherwise we're going to come into big problems with chains and sprockets trying to get other axles to drive.
Yep.
And obviously there's going to be a hell of a tonnage.
The British Blizzards want to find two four-wheel drive trucks. They'll weld them back-to-back to form an eight-wheel drive, super-sized snowmobile. They'll steer from both ends, and the two engines should give them unmatched power. But with only skinny tires on the snow, these engineering imperialists could end up losing their grip.
Okay, so speed is what we want.
So we want speed.
So we're going to be like an arrow.
We're going to build a machine to climb, plow, and go downhill.
The Americans are used to going the distance. They're planning to drive from the United States all the way to the North Pole on snowmobiles.
We are a cold weather team.
Nanook's a great guy. He provides leadership.
Tom brings a welding skill unsurpassed by anybody I've ever met.
Otto is real good at salvaging stuff. Catman, he's a real individual.
You talking to the right man, I'll get you up there.
We found Bear on the trail.
I'm telling you what, that dog's a chick magnet.
Americans are going to win this thing. That's a promise from the Catman.
We're the American Icebergs, and we're as American as apple pie.
Okay. Going to need a vehicle of some sort with a large motor, something big. Maybe something on a lot of wheels, or maybe we can find a way to hook the wheels together and make it a track.
The American icebergs are gunning for a lightweight tank. They'll hunt down a truck and trim off the excess fat. To avoid sinking in, they'll need a wider footprint to maximize the surface area that's in contact with the snow. So those cunning capitalists plan to wrap tracks around the front and rear wheels and add idler wheels in between. That way, they should get maximum traction.
I think we should build a big Russian tractor from American junk vehicles, okay?
Making tractors is their specialty. These men from Minsk are the backbone of the renowned Belarus Tractor Company, which exports to over 100 countries.
Yuri is the captain.
Guy want me be captain because I'm former tank commander. He says to me, I was good with people.
Sergei is very good designer.
Ark is very good mechanic. He's engine man.
Valery is very serious.
He's friendly. If we win, it will be good for our country. Everybody will be knows it's Belarus, okay? Where is Belarus? And who is Belarus?
We Siberian solo storm!
I think we need some big truck. I don't know, which like full-size truck or something like Suburban, something like this, okay?
The ex-Soviets can't get tractors off their minds, so they plan to find a four-wheel drive truck, some track, and an extra axle to create a homemade half-track. But they'll only be able to steer the front wheels, which may not be enough to turn the heavy rear end in the snow.
Right. Big Siberian storm, right?
The main thing we need to get started on is we need a truck.
First, we need it. Truck, okay?
Yeah. 2 4-wheel drive power units, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, we want to win.
Let's go, baby. Dang, I'm talking about driving.
Good luck, guys. They're gone. Hey, American boys, how you doing out there?
I'm gonna have you busy here in just a minute.
I hope everything will be fine.
The Belarusians and Americans are right on track.
Good stuff.
Catman, what's happening, man? How you feeling today? You doing good?
How are we?
Otto, doing good?
Doing real good,
all right, guys, you guys are the American team. You're representing, you know, representing the hometown guys. Now, you got the British, you got the Belarusians. Man, how you guys feeling as far as the teams go?
Oh, we are.
Hey, we was the first ones up this morning. We got them beat all the way to the top of the mountain.
So you bring a lot of expertise and experience into this challenge today.
Yes. We've got experience with breaking down machines, building custom equipment that'll handle the Arctic and the snow.
Have a look at the enemy.
The British Blizzards have found 2 big Broncos, but they're both marooned in a mountain of junk.
Yeah, just to confirm with you, we've got 2 Ford four-wheel
drives.
Yeah, well done, guys. Well done. Look forward to seeing you with a truck. Brilliant.
Come on, baby.
The British team. What's going on, guys?
What we're going to do here is educate the Americans and the Russians as well.
Whoa!
So we've got a bloody concept.
So I'm here for an education lesson.
What we've done before is build vehicles and then just crack on and do an expedition or do a trip or whatever. But this time we've got a bit of competition, so just put another edge on it. We've got a concept, we've got some kit here, and as Brits, you know, we're going to go back and explore a bit of Arctic again, yeah?
Where is our guys?
Sergei shouldn't worry. Scavengers Ark and Valeri have commandeered an SUV.
It looks as good. It's the engine and drone.
Good job. Good job. Go.
Bravo.
Good.
They're smashing their way through, but it's not so easy crossing the American border.
Not in front of our bay, guys.
Hey, yeah, no parking.
Wrong bay.
No parking.
Their junk engine has died in the middle of U.S. territory. Ark recruits the rest of the Reds to get it home to the motherland.
Hey, there's too many of them out of their bay. Hey whoa! Got all 4 Russians out here. That ain't allowed.
Hey.
Violation. We want the rules committee.
When you set rules, you know, nations understand them.
Absolutely.
Except for the Russians.
Absolutely.
Up there,
and look
out.
At them.
They look very happy.
Yeah, of course they're very happy. All 4 of them are out there.
But the Reds are in the right. Junkyard rules allow all 4 teammates out in extreme cases. And the polar proletariat will do whatever it takes.
Because, I mean, there's a lot resting on this. You know, the pride of your country is like, they're all with you. You're going to be kind of, you're very keen to win this.
Yeah, we make a good machine for beat everybody, you know.
Yeah, really good. That's what I want. Yeah,
we try it.
But you don't shout, you don't make a big la 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 la. You just
machine. We make a
machine. Quietly go, quietly win.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
We'll go home. I just hate the smell of gas in the morning.
The American icebergs have found a vandalized van.
Oh, there it is. Oh, it's beautiful.
And the race is on. There hasn't been a showdown like this since the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Когда заведу, ты сильно не дергай. Я буду подавать руки.
Careful of the rear. Oh. Come on back. Come on back, Catman. Come on back.
Let me center it up over here a little bit.
Thanks, Cat. We got something to do now.
Yura, Yura, Yura. Go there. I know.
So do know.
If bickering were an Olympic sport, these guys would win the gold medal.
Yura! Yura, upio na stenu. Надо Jack. И покинуть отсюда.
Finally.
Okay. Good, guys. Good job.
Oh, piece of junk.
Yeah. The Americans are launching an all-out assault.
Who beans?
All right, babe.
The British cupboard is still bare.
I reckon, Mark, to be honest with you, get the other one towed in, because this one needs a wheel changing.
Do you need any extra help to pull or push it?
Yeah, could you come and give us a hand? We want a bit of muscle up here, please.
Now the blizzards have 4 men in the yard.
All right.
Captain Nanook has had enough.
Once again, all four of them out in the bay.
Here we are, slaving away.
Yeah.
Doing it, playing by the rules. USA plays the rules.
Three, one, two, break.
The blue bill bay is empty, so Nanook hatches a plan.
So let's throw this in front of there.
Let's throw this in front of there.
The Russians are our friends. Do the Brits. Throw it over there in front of there.
All right. He's getting his crew to blockade the British port.
There's no way through.
Hey, guys.
We tried this other one, then.
Keep this fair. Can you move his truck? Is this for your trash?
Now the battle lines are drawn. The British against the Americans.
Stop locking out right away, man.
And the Belarusians against themselves.
Having three superpowers fighting over a frozen tundra, I'm telling you, I love this Cold War stuff.
I know, it's like the 80s all over again, don't you think?
It is, isn't it? It's brilliant. Oh, hang on, hang on. Oh, I just knew that I'd be back in style one day. I love the 80s.
Oh.
Good luck, Don.
Oh, hang on a minute. Don't you want a bit of culture club?
Which team can build the supreme machine to master these mammoth peaks? Keep watching.
Welcome back to the Junkyard, where our three teams are just breaking the ice.
In 2 days, our teams will travel to North America's frozen Sierra Mountains.
They'll race up a steep slope, speed down a slalom course, and crash through a wall of ice and snow. But before the big freeze, they're sweating.
Oh, hell with it.
You need to cut it like this?
The Siberian snowstormers have landed a cruiser and enough track to create a half-track tractor.
Yeah, this is better way, yeah.
The American icebergs want to build a lightweight, fully tracked snow tank, and they're starting with this van.
The Russians are our friends, do the Brits.
And they've been using their trash to barricade the British Bay.
We'll clean that up in about 2 seconds.
The British blizzards are finally delivering one of the two trucks they'll need for their 8-wheel drive snow crawler. And prove they can also play dirty, they're hijacking the Americans' ATV to double their pulling power.
Steady.
Otto and Catman are still bringing in tracks and wheels.
Yeah, look at that, boy. That's pretty sloppy, isn't it?
While Captain Nanook and welder Tom keep cutting.
The British have one truck, a second's on its way.
Go on, mate!
They don't have room for both big Broncos in their bay, so they leave one outside.
Shut the lid on her, Mark!
Yeah!
Hello.
Oh, look at the size of the... Oh, my... You got two!
We got what two, boy!
This is extraordinary. I want to know what the idea is. What's the design, Grey? What's the basic...
It's going to end up as an eight-wheel drive V16 monster.
So there'll be eight...
Eight,
so you're literally
wheels.
Joining two four-wheel drive trucks together?
Exactly.
The British will attach their Bronco trucks back to back. They'll flip the rear axles over so they can get full power in the same direction. That's if they can get the engines to operate in unison. It's a big job, and these boys will need a strong leader to get them through.
Because I can't work out with you guys who the captain is. Who's the captain of the team?
Well, we're sort of a committee.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh,
run yes. by committee?
Ding, ding.
On behalf of the committee. Oh, yes, it's a very British thing.
The Siberian snowstormers have a captain, Yuri.
Blue.
But this former Soviet tank commander has never battled an American truck. Good thing his team is sticking with what they know. Now, you guys build tractors for a living, right? That's what you
yeah.
do?
Yeah.
Right. Yep. You're kind of just building a tractor, it seems like, right?
Should be like a tractor. This big truck, you know.
More like tank, you know, like military is a tractor. Okay. We'll do it, yeah.
It's the best of both worlds, a tractor and a tank. They'll cut down their four-wheel drive truck and stick a third unpowered axle in the middle. Just add a couple of tracks and they'll have the perfect half track. Bigger wheels on the front should help them with steering, but they'll have less power than the British and less traction than the Americans.
It's almost too easy, guys. It's almost too easy.
It's almost too easy? I don't think so.
The icebergs are beginning to feel the heat.
We're on fire. Hey, hang on, Tom. Hang on.
We're
Tom.
All right.
We're on fire. Box, oh, wait a minute. We're on fire.
What are you guys doing with this thing?
Making it light.
Converting her into a flatbed.
Yep.
All right.
Flatbed track vehicle.
We're going to be light. We're going to be fast. And we're going to have good traction.
And you think those are the keys to winning this challenge? The Americans are turning their van into a full track tank. They'll need to add two extra idle axles to lend extra support to their tracks. Since only two wheels are providing the power, they may need extra help from their four-legged friend. Tell me about Bear.
We found Bear while we were training up north, up in northern Ontario.
What was the nearest town?
I was a long ways away, out of Wapiscat.
So what do you think happened to this guy? He, like, ran off or somebody dropped him off?
No idea. No idea. He just he jumped up on the snowmobile with us from that day on, and he's been with us
ever since.
Teams, you have 16 hours remaining.
So 6 hours remaining?
So much to do, huh?
All right.
Not a problem.
Let's go.
Easy enough.
The Americans are still cutting, pulling, torching, and ripping apart their van.
But the British are precision engineers.
Stop stroking it. Stop stroking it, hit it.
They're counting on catching up by cutting only a few strategically located bolts to separate the body from the chassis.
Just keep a bit of steady pressure on.
That was awesome.
That's body removal, isn't it? That's absolutely perfect.
Yeah, it is.
For this crew, it's just the tip of the iceberg.
I understand you guys built a huge contraption, a crazy machine called...
Snowbird 6.
Snowbird 6. Okay, now what was the Snowbird 6?
It was a Bombardier tractor machine off a ski resort, which we turned into an amphibious vehicle, so it could go in water, out of water.
Right. Okay, now what did you guys build this for?
Well, the objective was to cross the Bering Straits. Nobody had done it. Many people had attempted to do it.
So what's it like to be out there?
It's an awe-inspiring place because the ice is moving all the time. There's pieces as big as this junkyard, like 4 feet thick, and they crash into other pieces and ride up on top of them. So the forces are immense. And you're in a little machine in amongst the powers of nature trying to avoid these traps.
I mean, do you have to cross it?
Yeah.
Just down this side.
It's got to be done.
The Reds are raising the roof.
Wow. Ooh. Looks perfect, huh?
Now they need to replace their truck's wheels with larger ones that'll match their tracks.
We'll just try it, you know, because it's bigger tire, different size of tire, okay?
Okay. The wheels fit the tracks, but the centers don't match the axles.
Enough space, you know.
They won't fit you.
There's six holes over there.
The Americans are having the same problem, so both teams embark on a quest for wheels with the correct centres.
We'll come up with some.
They'd better come up with something if they hope to survive their first frozen challenge.
We're not talking about a bunny hill here. This seemingly insurmountable slope is 30 degrees of sheer struggle. Dealing with buried rocks and snow stickier than quicksand, teams will need as much traction and power as physically possible.
One man has survived these dangers. He's our judge, Dave Bresnahan. He made his first trip to the South Pole in 1967. Since then, he's spent over 100 months in the Antarctic, working with the US government's National Science Foundation. This Iceman really knows his snow.
You know, driving through snow is something I've never really done.
Oh, you want to be able to have flotation or wide tracks or something so you're on the surface of it.
Right.
But also you've got to have something to give you a grip and get some traction, otherwise, because if you're just floating along, you're going to spin.
I mean, the thing is about these teams, they are all absolutely leaders in the field.
Yeah, certainly they've all had some experience. They're all bringing something different to each machine that they're making.
Now, the Siberian snowstormers, they seem to be, I mean, they're very keen on the whole tractor idea.
Yeah, it appears to me like they're building a half track. As heavy as that machine is, they're liable to have a great deal of difficulty steering it, especially if they're headed downhill.
Yeah.
Right.
We got it already. It's okay.
And then the American icebergs.
It's going to be full track around all the wheels.
Right.
But because it is so light, they may not have the momentum and the power to drive into that snow wall.
Right. But the British blizzards, they're going just for big, as far as I can tell. It just seems to be enormous.
Sounds like it. They're going to have eight wheels.
Right.
Apparently no tracks at all.
No.
So they're going to have an awful lot of weight on the very small surface areas.
Yeah. And they run by a committee anyway, so they'll probably have to have a meeting.
Yeah. Who's in charge?
Oh, there's nobody.
You know, one guy decides to steer this way, and the other guy decides to steer that way, and away they go.
Which design do you reckon is the most likely to win?
The American team design is so straightforward that they've got an advantage. Right now, I think maybe the British are bringing up the rear. Sorry about that.
We're very used to it, believe me.
So we've got to go around and look for another set of wheels. What?
The blizzards are scavenging up a storm. Their trackless design requires wheels. Lots of wheels.
Six, seven, eight.
That's impressive.
They've got tons of tires to choose from for the proper fit.
Look at that!
But the British blitz for wheels has left the Americans and Belarusians fighting over the scraps.
I need your guys' two wheels. We've got eight holes in.
The Reds have found the rims the Americans want.
There's no other wheels around here that's got them.
What's up, man? You become an international consultant?
Eight holes in.
No deal. The Belarusians turn back east, and the Americans go at it alone.
You need to weld it for this tire, this piece.
The snowstormers cut out the centers and weld them to the bigger wheels. But now they have a new problem.
Axel.
It's not right.
It should be different.
The ex-commies are short of a third axle. Valeri needs to get this one approved by his comrades.
Them boys in a hurry, ain't they?
It's a good... It's enough space.
Yeah.
It's too big or too small.
Yeah.
It's too big.
Really
it's big.
Too big. Yeah.
It's very big.
They're back where they started.
It's not my fault, man.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I know.
Outside the British Bay, getting started just got harder.
Mark, where's the keys?
It should be in it.
Keys are in it.
They're in it.
They're not in it. It's gone.
I stole the keys out of the Brit's car.
Out of the Brit's car?
Yeah, I took it out of their unit out here.
Kill the Yanks. They stole our key.
That's not team-spirited at all.
Don't know why they've taken them.
I think the dog had something to do with it, so I imagine we are somewhat responsible.
No, that's just not funny.
I would suggest that the American team needs to really look at some of their ideals.
We don't have any.
I plead the fifth.
We're not involved in sportsmanship. We're here to win. So we're the American team.
Yeah, it's a bit trivial, eh? But whatever. We'll just crack on.
Damn Yanks are going to install them in our keys.
Should we give them back to them?
No.
No?
Things are really heating up for our three teams of abominable snowmen. Keep watching. Welcome back to Junkyard Mega Wars, where it's a battle of the superpowers.
Before the teams can find their way around these monster peaks, they're getting lost in the yard.
We just need Dave.
The Siberian snowstormers are making room for their half-track's third axle, but it's just too big.
It's not my fault, man.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I know.
You just want the hubs, huh?
Yeah.
The Americans are still looking for the right size rim for their full-track tank wheels.
Okay.
The British have the second vehicle for their eight-wheel drive jalopy, but the Americans have captured their keys.
But we don't hold a grudge, do we?
They give up hot wiring and push on through.
Righto! Okay, that'll do you. Yeah.
There go the bolts and...
Gah!
Blimey! They've done it again!
Hey!
You've turned it into a fastback!
The Belarusians are at the cutting edge, chopping apart their extra-long axles.
It's okay. It's a little bit shorter.
Just tight.
Yeah.
Now they can attach each wheel directly to the chassis.
That's a good one right there, huh?
I'll just whack that off right there.
I'd love to pull it down from there.
Otto is hoping the rims on this trailer can replace the ones on the American van. He's ready to get the job done, but Nanook has bigger fish to fry.
Hey, we're getting ready to make some decisions on cutting this thing in half. You want to be involved in that?
They need to slim down. If they add wheels and tracks right now, the tracks won't have enough support. So they're going to have to cut out the middle of the chassis to bring the wheels closer, making the tracks tight and the vehicle light.
We're going to take 3 foot out.
They're chopping the center and pruning the prop shaft.
You guys are fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine, man.
Everything's fine.
Neat.
It looks pretty straight, man.
The British are also ready to connect.
Visualize that drive shaft going through that lump there.
Yeah, we finished. We haven't got it, have we?
We can't get that drive shaft through that lump.
No.
You've got to swap the two axles
completely
over.
Completely clean crackered on that bugger.
Wait. What did he just say?
We're completely clean crackered on that bugger.
You can't do that, no.
No way. No.
We could cut this off, get rid of this axle, sling it, and see if we can get this power unit to sit on there, and then...
Or is it turn it round? And swing the axle around 180 that way. Picture this vehicle here as cut off there.
Yeah.
Right?
Then that axle's going over there.
Yeah.
The new plan is to keep both vehicles facing the same direction and piggyback one on the other. But what about that extra axle? Do they go for eight wheels or only six?
All right, so, you know, you guys, it's been taking an awfully long time for you guys to do this democracy thing. Don't you think it'd be a little easier if you guys had delegated the captain to go, all right, shut up, we're doing eight or six?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
What do you think? What do you think it's going to be? Do you think it's going to be eight? Do you think it's going to be six? Let me be involved in this Democratic vote. I vote eight.
Eight.
Okay.
Eight. Okay. Eight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
where
we're
going to go.
Eight it is. So that's excellent, guys.
The limo
if it doesn't
born.
Work, we blame a woman.
That's right.
That's
Man wasn't meant to make it in the snow. From dog sleds to snow cats, we've created some wacky ways to stay afloat in a flurry. Snow is a partially compacted material, like whipped cream. If you use something with a small footprint, like this golf ball, it'll surely sink. If you use something wide and light, like this balloon, it'll stay on the surface.
Oh, Mom.
In the end, it's all about good footing.
I mean, have you had experience of a lot of snow and driving in a lot of snow?
Yes, we got a little bit when we're leaving, because this has gone from Siberia, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is snow in Siberia. There is
snow
in Siberia.
Yeah,
I've read
in the book. Yeah.
There is a lot of snow.
It's not in Siberia, 3 months summer and 9 months winter, you know.
Right. We're going to end up with an extra 250 mil.
The Blizzards are ready to piggyback their two Broncos.
Okay, chaps.
Oh, my God. That was a perfectly good truck before you sent it.
They're slipping the rear chassis into place.
Gwen, can you chuck me two pieces of wood which are on the floor?
But there's a problem.
She's going to come up against the exhaust here.
Exhaust can die.
Yeah.
The back engine is blocking the front engine's drive shaft.
Hey, go on, mate. Go on.
I think that's all you got, Mike.
No big deal. They just mount the back engine higher and feed the prop shaft underneath.
Good job. Good job, young
good
man.
Good job.
Now H can bond the bodies together.
V16 and we still got to push it. Right.
That's one big, bad British beast.
How's that, then?
Right.
Teams, you've got 13 hours remaining. 13. That's only 3 more hours today.
Not enough time.
In the American camp, Catman's suffering from engine envy.
What power are you worried about? Which side?
This thing here.
No, over here. The Brits or the Russians?
No, right here.
Catman's worried the Reds and Blues have bigger ones than he does.
Who do you think has more power than us?
They're going to run, too.
Well, so what?
Well, they got tires, though. Okay. Tires don't go up hills.
Okay, we'll see.
His feelings of inadequacy could be a figment of his imagination.
It is quite big. I mean, when I was talking to the judge, he was saying, oh, well, the American's machine is kind of light and smaller.
We're going to try and keep it light as we can keep it. Wish we had a little bit bigger power plant, but...
It looks like a fairly big engine.
It's not. They can drop down into low compound. They got four-wheel drive.
Right.
So they got four-wheel low.
Right.
They can drop down again.
And you haven't got that on this?
We ain't got that.
Right.
So we got to keep it especially light.
Catman's concern is correct. Going downhill isn't as delightful as it sounds. The steep slalom awaiting our teams for their second challenge won't take slow for an answer. They'll need steering, power, and traction to make it through the double tree gates without losing control and hurling dangerously into defeat.
I'm slightly worried because I thought there would be a little bit more done today.
Not sure they even really know where they're going yet.
Right. But the Siberian snowstorm, but have they solved their axle crisis? Because they were in a big crisis about that when I last saw them.
They've done some superb work, but I'm concerned that they've now mounted the second wheel for the half-track component.
Yeah.
And unless they weld some additional supports there to beef that up, that could be a weak spot with the stress that they're going to get on that bogey wheel as the track goes around. And they may snap an axle, and if they do, they're out of business because that whole track on that one side will come off.
What about the American icebergs? I mean, how's that going?
Two-wheel drive, driving all this track system.
Yeah.
They're going to be putting a tremendous increase in stress.
Right.
That chassis on that van is not designed to carry tracks.
Yeah.
It's designed for tires on a van on a highway.
Yeah. Point of view of power, the British Blizzards have more than you can poke a stick at. But then is it going to do them any good at all?
I think they've got to really look hard at putting double wheels on all those to be a 16-wheeler instead of this 8-wheeler.
Right.
Because they need an additional footprint on the snow surface. Otherwise, I'm afraid they're just going to bog right down on snow.
I mean, have you got a favorite now? Because we're getting towards the end of the first day.
Right now, I think I'm going to go with the Bielorussians.
Right.
I think they actually are showing a little more technical skill than some of the other teams, and they may pull this one off.
Right. Teams, now hear this. You have 1 hour remaining. 1 hour remaining, teams. Thank you.
What we got?
1 hour.
1 hour to go.
1 hour.
1 hour
to go. The Icebergs van still has no extra wheels or track. Tom's fixing their shorter drive shaft.
All right, drive shaft's all hooked up. We're ready to drive.
That's good.
I think it's straight, too.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I do, too.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
The Blizzards want to mount their fourth axle.
A little bit more. You're going to have to lift him if you can.
If it doesn't line up perfectly, they won't have enough stability or traction.
No, it's got to come back. It's got to come backwards.
So we're going to be straightening that cross member then.
Down a little bit more, Graham. Well, that's it. That's it. That's where he wants to be. That's real tickety-boo, isn't it?
Oh, the bottom! Oh, the bottom!
The Reds are wrapping it up.
You need to put it all together.
Yeah, it works fine.
Yeah, it's good enough. It's good.
All right, teams, hurry up. You only got 30 minutes left today.
30 minutes.
30 minutes left. Let's get things together. Let's finish up. Here we go.
Not enough.
Let's get this drive driven.
We need a little bit more.
10 hours would be the end of a normal Junkyard Mega Wars build, but we're only halfway there.
Big, huge tires.
Yuri and the Ruskies are fitting large, wide front wheels. The new wheels are just too big for the bodywork, so just jump.
Mr. Tom, okay, no problem.
Look out, the British are being visited by a four-legged ambassador.
Hello.
Hello.
Tea, chaps.
Tea. We still seek revenge.
Yeah.
Okay, teams, freeze! Your time for today is finished!
Stop your work and put down your tools!
Guys, right. Good work today, but by the looks of things, you guys have got a lot of work to finish tomorrow.
Let's go home, get a good night's sleep.
I sleep here.
The eight-wheel drive British behemoth is bonded together, but will eight trackless tires pull them through?
The Red's half-track truck is nearly done, but will their wheels stay in place without proper axles?
The American's full-track snow tank is nowhere near completion. Where are the extra wheels and tracks? And not one of the teams has even begun to build a device to smash through the snow wall.
Day one is over and things did not go as planned. If they don't get it together tomorrow, this could be a disaster. The wreckage.
The wilderness.
Failure is not an option. These elite Arctic architects have only 10 hours left to finish their snow-conquering carriages.
They've begun building vehicles to take them up a mountain and down a slalom. Now they need to design ways of boring through a mammoth wall of solid snow and ice.
And day two starts now!
Go! Go!
Go! Go! Get on with it!
The British blizzards and Siberian snowstormers are ready to start assembling their snow smashers.
But the American icebergs are way behind. They've wasted valuable time playing pranks on the British, and their machine is still short of tracks and wheels. They'd better quit fooling around.
Tom, cup of coffee?
Oh, yeah.
This one too?
All right, guys, still here.
It's still here.
Nobody's stolen it.
Yesterday's Yanks pranks have also slowed down the Brits, but they'll use every trick in the book to catch up.
Damn clever. Damn clever. Let's do that.
Let's go!
The Belarusians' half-track is almost complete.
Plow, engine, and... Blowers.
Now they can spend today building a giant motorized snowblower.
Go, guys. Go.
Watch.
Scavengers Ark and Valeri are already looking for an engine to power it.
What kind of car?
Very old. Toyota Corolla.
Toyota Corolla.
Oh.
Aha! Wow. Good car, you know, everything fine.
So there's going to be a plow.
Yes.
And then there's going to be the fans.
Yes. When the plow is coming like this, it's not coming for plow and put on top. Okay. And the top and fans like blower. Start to make and they make like, you know, big like storm, you
look
know.
Like you're yeah.
Legal. Everyone going through like, you know, like.
The snowstormers are planning a big snow blower. They'll mount the Toyota's motor on the back and attach it to three spinning blades, all linked together with gears and chains. As they reverse, the fans will bore out a huge hole in the ice wall and blow the snow backwards out of the way.
Okay.
Julian.
Here we go. Let's get it done, guys. Oh. I'm out of here.
In the British barracks, the blizzards are plotting revenge.
And in order to make a bloody one-up on those Americans, get every piece of flat sheet steel
We need some steel for ransom.
Yeah.
They know everyone needs steel for their plows, so Mickey C and Wall are hoarding all the heavy metal.
I got a little bit of box.
They'll need some for their own plough. The rest, they're selling to the highest bidder.
Oh, it's just a quick steel delivery.
We want it so they can't reach it, the little swines.
For sale or part exchange, all types of steel.
I've seen this advert, there's a lot of steel for sale. Yeah. Have you got any? Yeah. Would you like to buy some? Yeah, what have you got? Oh, you've got quite a lot then here.
Yeah.
We've worked out
a tariff.
Right.
So yeah, it's vodka from the Russians and blood from the Americans.
So this is now looking very, very professional, this twin-engine monster. What about the plough bit? That's the thing that's still the mystery.
That's 16-foot long.
That's 16, it's got to be. It has to be 16-foot long.
The blizzards plan to use their massive motors to their advantage. They'll attach a huge, pointy plough made of steel to the front and gun straight through the wall of snow. It's simple, but it might be deadly. Their machine could go from full speed to a dead stop in a dangerously short amount of time.
This actually could cause an avalanche.
And bury the Americans.
The icebergs still haven't started working on extra wheels and tracks and seem more interested in Otto's mangled motorcycle.
The Yamaha.
Yeah, sweet. So I think this thing might do the trick.
It's just one part of their top secret invention.
All right, what do we got?
The Stinger is a revolutionary snow removal tool. It's going to have a rotating bit on the end to drill into the snow wall. And then when we pull back out, these will open up and pull snow back out with us.
Revolutionary.
Absolutely.
The slippery Americans are treading on thin ice. They plan to mount a long shaft with a screw on the back of their machine and use the motorbike engine to turn it. A frame and a winch will control the angle of attack. The magic ingredient will be a pair of wings that will open once the screw is inside the snow wall. As they pull forward, they'll grab onto the snow and clear a large hole. That's if their motorcycle engine can take the strain.
We're a little bit worried about the power because we're going to be up so high, and we don't have as big a motor as we would have liked to.
Moving through snow is hard enough. Imagine slamming into this monstrosity. This specially designed ice wall is bigger and badder than anything Mother Nature intended. At 5 feet thick and packed with frozen rocks and dirt, driving into this barrier is like hitting a brick wall.
The Red's blower will need power if they're going to break that wall. So, they're tearing out the engine of their Toyota.
I need to take it out, separate engine and transmission and radiator, right?
Yeah.
But it's taking too much of ARC's valuable time.
No, we can't have half car.
No, you have it to the front. This is stay.
Yuri's got a shortcut.
It's my opinion. We should be half car put on the top.
Half car?
Yes, it's easier.
He thinks they can just chop the Toyota in half and mount it on the back of their truck.
Cut it, okay? No, listen to me.
ARC thinks that's a load of Bolshevik.
I say everything different.
I don't know, because it's too much thinking.
I think he's rushed a little bit more. Yeah.
Just do it correct, no correct.
Come down, you know, it's minutes. You know, everybody want to be at cap, you know. Lift it. Cut it.
Okay.
For these ex-communists, cutting up a car like that is a crime.
This is like brand new car, you know, 91,000 miles.
Just
91,000 miles.
Oh my God.
Have you seen those Siberian snowstorms? I mean, their machine is kind of finished. But they haven't got their blowy things on the back. I don't know what they're going to do with that, the big snow blowers. No engine, really, right. Nothing like that, but...
Well, at least they've actually finished a vehicle. I mean, you go the American team started off great yesterday and then took 2 hours in the day doing nothing. They haven't attached their tracks. They've got a middle axle they got to attach their car. All they're concerned with is, you know, what they're going to do to the British.
Well, don't feel bad about the British, because I think they really think this is a war. They're stealing everybody's supplies. They've got this huge pile of stuff by their bay. It's for sale. No one knows about it.
I'm going to be amazed if any of these guys get done, except for the Russians at this point, because they're the only one focused on the task at hand.
I know, which is quite intriguing. They haven't done nothing cruel to any of the other teams. We just work on our own problems.
Yes.
We are not interested in your Western decadence.
It's going to be a heavy, heavy, heavy thing.
The icebergs are welding a frame to support their stinger.
I already determined I need 5 foot.
Looks like the British steel embargo didn't make a dent.
That's probably going to be one of the happier stingers that we've ever built. Maybe.
They're fabricating another frame on top of the vehicle. It will support and control the Stinger's angle of attack using a cable and winch.
Okay, well, keep your eye out. I mean, we're going to need a fairly heavy one for this anyway.
Right. Okay. I'll watch for it.
Otto's got the winch. He just can't get his quad bike to start.
We've got a little sabotage going on here. Must be the British revenge.
And by the way,
apparently the Americans can't start their quad bike.
Can they?
No, I was going to help, but I'm a bit busy.
The British vehicle has no tracks, so they need to increase their footprint.
We haven't got an option here, so we got to go twin.
They'll double their wheels to create a 16-wheel drive monster. But there's a holdup.
About five guys. Five altogether. Bit of a nick by the Yanks.
Yesterday we had 16, and today we're, I think it's six missing.
I told him must have been a chupacabra from Mexico.
I think the Russians did.
I can't believe that.
They didn't need them anyway. They got more wheels than they could possibly use.
I expect it was the dog.
Here, talk. Tell the Brits you're sorry.
No, just wondering if you've seen any. Just asking. No, man. I mean, I see tires everywhere, but I don't know what you're missing.
Look around. Make yourself at home.
The British should know better.
No, we actually have a couple of the Brits' tires.
Guess it serves the Blizzards right for hoarding all the steel.
They're going to the 16-wheel configuration. It'll give them a lot more contact with the snow surface. Yeah. I have some concerns because they've still got a lot of technical things. That second engine is not running.
What about now the American Icebergs? Looks to me at the moment that they're the team with the biggest build ahead of them.
Yeah, they left a lot, and I think they just wasted a lot of time yesterday playing games.
Yeah.
They have not got their track systems. They haven't gotten their axles on, the other wheels on, put the tracks on.
Now the Siberian snowstorms, they've got a half-track vehicle there. I mean, it looked amazing to me.
And then they also have this fairly complex plow blower that they have to rig together.
But have you got a favorite team at the moment, your favorite machine?
Yeah, I think I have to go with the Americans. They've got the only system that can attack this wall and have it go up and down the wall. And I think they've got a system that can work.
Right, and there's not an element of national pride there. I mean, you're not just going with the home team.
How dare you?
What do you need to do?
The British are going with the home team's ATV.
Now, wait a minute, what's wrong with this thing?
Hey, and it pulls better.
No.
Their attempt to capture the enemy's quad for the second day in a row has Nanook crying for help.
Yeah, man!
Did my fault partly. I left the key in the machine. I kind of saw
it's
that
a bad
coming.
Neighborhood.
Yeah, I know.
What do I like in that wall?
The Reds are positioning their half Toyota.
Oh, yeah. Okay, need to up a little bit, Prova. Why you don't use this? Why?
But as usual, it's fight first.
No. Dad.
We move it over there.
Okay, how many?
We'll work later.
And then put them down, it will be like this, but we'll be smashed.
Come on.
Next, they'll need to attach sprockets and chains to that back engine so it can drive their three-fan blower.
The horse поехал.
This is like hydraulic.
This front loader is chock full of gears.
It's maybe good enough for two.
Yeah, no.
Trouble is, they're stuck inside.
Cut it, this is all leave it.
It could be a long job.
The British plow is taking shape. H is using all of his engineering know-how to formulate a frame that can take a tremendous impact. They plan on driving it straight through the giant wall of snow. It looks awesome, but H looks nervous.
Because, like, all of this is a tad on the weak side. A little concerned about the impact with the plough. It's if the snow is very dense, it'll actually have a lot of tonnage to shift.
I've got a piece of chalk handy here, I think.
Yeah, let's go to the blackboard.
Yeah, there's one there.
So it's back to the drawing board.
Teams, you have 6 hours remaining. Hours construction time remaining, team. That's all.
We're on the road to running it now.
The Americans are moving ahead with their Stinger, but Catman's slowing them down.
Just what breaks, Catman?
When I catalyze something, it's called the Catalier Special.
As long as Catman's in the way, there's no room to add wheels and tracks.
Honest to God, how much time do you think before we test that?
That brake?
Yep.
As soon as I get the couplers together, we're there.
That wasn't the question. A little bit of delays with Cat. We're pushing Cat a little bit to get the brakes done. No brakes, no steering.
That loader is just too tough for ARC's Belarusian blowtorch.
Just cut it.
Where?
Without those gears, the Reds have no way to spin their three-blade snowblower.
We can change the zone.
But then you've got to get rid of the snow.
The British battering ram is a recipe for disaster.
The mischievous Americans are falling further behind without brakes or tracks.
And the Belarusian's blower plan is spinning out of control. Who's going to survive the storm? Find out after the break. Welcome back to the Tundra.
Where our Cold War is heating up.
Our three international teams are against the wall. A snow wall. 8 feet tall and 5 feet thick. If they hope to go uphill, downhill, and smash through that ice, they'd better find some solutions in the scrap.
One and a half, like this, right?
The Siberian snowstormers have no way to spin their snowblowers three blades.
The American Iceberg's tank has no brakes, no steering, and no tracks.
And the British Blizzard's crash test dummy strategy of driving into the wall head-on needs a new approach.
Just have a spike, which off a simple frame.
No. So what do you guys think you're going to do?
We're still going to go ahead with a snowplow on the front, and then we're going to put two piercing spikes, or one, we're not sure, one or two piercing spikes on the rear.
The British have come to their senses, but it means more work. If they smash the wall head-on, the vehicle might crumble, and they could damage more than just their machine. So they've stolen part of the American's design and plan to attach an adjustable spear to the back. They'll pierce the snow, then turn around and plow through the broken barrier.
And then we won't be crash test tummies because we can just turn around, come back, and whoosh through. Well,
Otto is saving Catman's skin by digging up the parts he needs.
These are brake fitting pieces. I think that'll finish out the brake system for Catman.
I might get by.
With the right fittings in place, Catman's ready to test those brakes. Captain Nanook fills her up with brake fluid.
Tight?
Yep.
Yeah, it's working.
And Catman's finally completing something. Now they should attach their tracks and wheels. But instead, they're more interested in mounting their Stinger's engine.
This is the drive shaft here. It's got to be centered on that beam going down.
But this, there's a very large construction sticking out the back of this.
No.
Oh, he's interested in that Stinger engine.
Well, I mean, it's kind of intriguing.
That's going to turn.
And that's going to turn a big, long thing there. Uh-huh. I guess I'd envisioned that your Stinger thing as being, you know, like that big. So it made a little hole like that. But what you're talking about is it's going to make a hole.
Yeah.
I mean, in a couple of goes, it could make a hole big enough to drive through.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's what we're hoping.
Yeah.
About this?
Yeah. No. No more.
No more.
The bickering Belarusian's multi-blade blower is proving to be too ambitious.
What about put it one?
Blow.
Big, big rim from truck. Put it...
Okay. From tractor. Yes.
One motor, three blades, and zero gears isn't adding up for these ex-Marxists. Now they'll just attach a single fan to the drive shaft of the Toyota and add spikes and homemade blades to increase the cutting power. It'll make a smaller hole than they planned and require extra effort to get through the wall.
You're not sure about the wall?
Yeah. Not yet.
Yeah, you're...
Not yet, but soon it will be okay. It should be work.
Our teams have their own ideas, but the machine best suited for our challenge is a snowcat.
These modern marvels of snow science can go just about anywhere. I've asked snowcat expert and instructor Art Seely to take me for a spin.
Well, I used to own a company that manufactured them and did custom engineering, and for the last 15 years, I've been training operators who use them all over the world.
Tell me how hard this is. I mean, it's hard enough to walk in this snow.
But we're...
So tell me how hard it is to drive in it.
Well, it's difficult, and it varies with the conditions of the snow. Sometimes it's easier than others, but it's always tricky. Let's take a ride.
That's forward. Maybe you want to go a little left. That's a little left.
Okay. It's like a joystick.
Yeah. It's like a joystick on a video game. Don't be timid about giving it RPMs, because hydrostatic transmissions don't work well at low pressures. The only way you give it pressure is by giving it RPMs to the engine.
All right, so can I have a go?
Absolutely.
Seems
it's all
easy
yours.
Enough.
Slow down.
The British are doing it 007 style. They've been spying on the Americans all along.
Okay, what have you lined? Have you measured off the back of the chassis or something for that?
And now they're fabricating an all too familiar looking frame for their rear spear.
What we do? Weld it.
Yeah.
Put a sleeve on it.
Now they've got to get it up.
You could, with the winch, control up and down.
Why don't we have a hook, a decent hook, an eye? With a chain, and lock it in place. If we want to adjust it, we move the chain.
You guys need any help? Since that's our design, you guys need some help doing it?
I don't want this anyway.
I've tried to tell the English people just to be nice and forget it. Just say sorry.
Play nice in the sandbox.
And they're not like me. They're like, no, we want our keys back. No, they're a little bit more...
Next thing you know, there's going to be missing dogs.
That's what I'm very worried about Bear. I think his life is in danger.
I'd like to get these other tires on here.
At last, Captain Nanook and his boys are fitting their extra idler wheels.
I'm going to be welded right under here, see?
Okay.
Nanook prepares the frame for welding, and Tom uses hunks of metal to connect the wheels to the chassis.
Right, yep. Tack it. We'll look at it.
That's one wheel down, only three more to go.
Yeah, like...
like drill and like snow blower. Like
the snowstormers need a blade for their blower. So of course Ark brings in a giant tractor wheel.
Hey! Sorry.
Why should we cut this one?
Ah, it's not the wheel he wants, it's the huge hub in the middle. He's planning on sticking it on the end of their Toyota's drive shaft to turn it into a giant spinning fan.
But it's not that easy to connect.
See, find it, huh?
This bracket should keep the drive shaft in line and balance the blower.
Put it all together. This, put it another size. Weld it like this.
It's outside or inside?
Outside, outside.
Okay, teams, you have 2 hours remaining. Just 2 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
All right, 2 hours.
Frankly, I don't know if any of the teams are going to get finished in time. They're almost done now. It's panic in the bays.
It is, isn't it? It's the same for all the teams.
All
not
three
one
of them.
Team that's like
I don't know anybody's going to get done.
No. It's terrifying. I mean, the Siberian snowstormers, I've just listened to a 2-minute argument in Russian. Didn't understand a word of it. But they did nothing. They just argued.
Yeah, and every time you look in, they're, you know, they're with the chalk and they're changing the design around. Yeah,
they need a good dictatorship. That's what they need. Then the American icebergs, you know, I kept saying, you're going to get the tracks on. You go, oh, yeah, we'll do the tracks, no problem. That was hours ago. Still no tracks.
That was yesterday. You know, they put it off. They said, it'll be a piece of cake. Won't take very long. They all just got to shut up and get to on. It, you know.
And the British blizzards have got more wheels than I've ever seen on anything. At least they've got all their wheels on.
Yeah, and this machine is now getting bigger and heavier and
about
bigger
7 tons
heavier.
There,
they still don't have the second engine running.
No.
Yeah, they do have 16 tires, but, you know, if 8 of them aren't driven, they're screwed.
Yuri, is it okay to take this roof?
Yeah, sure.
Cheers, Shagger. Thanks very much.
No problem.
The boys in blue have found a use for the Belarusian's rejects.
Ready? Again?
This should protect them from any falling snow walls.
That is going to look awesome from the front.
All right, teams, you got 1 hour remaining.
No, we got to get
on. 1 hour remaining.
1 hour.
Oh, you betcha.
I need to mount that hub up, right, Tom?
Yeah.
Catman is kicking it into high gear. He's wildly welding their extra wheels into place.
Hey, did you just weld that on there, fellas? Hello?
Just attack. I just got
it's way off.
Under Nanook's critical eye, they redo the entire job to his exacting specifications.
Still like it?
Yeah.
Fine, Nanny.
The moment has finally arrived.
1, 2, 3.
Yo, America!
It's taken them nearly 2 days to get there, but they're back on track.
That should be all right.
Oh, that's us.
Now, you have a present for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
It's a high-speed tractor seat.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
It matches. It looks good. I'm back like that.
Let's relax.
Oh, like that.
Yeah, relax. Like American sport car, you know, just like that.
Yeah, they don't make them like this anymore. No.
The Blizzards are going for a full metal jacket.
You don't think there's going to be any problems? Do you guys think you're going to win?
If we get a second motor running,
we're going to keep you guessing.
What, do you need it like a third day?
If we get the second motor running, we'll be all right.
Okay.
The icebergs are heating up. This arrowhead will be the tip of their stinger.
Okay, come on back.
They just need to attach it to their motorcycle's drive shaft.
Well, that's cool.
Wing time.
Now their stinger's secret ingredients, the retractable snowflaps.
Thank you.
It's a moment of tension for the Americans as they winch the stinger into position. All that weight is held up by the flimsiest of cable.
Oh, Catman.
Easy. Don't everybody stand in front of that cable or even near it. I mean, you can snap that real easy.
That's good, Cat.
The Belarusians have connected their fan base. If only it had something to spin.
I have an idea. I bring in one stuff.
Too much will be a push. Will push too much.
Yeah, it's too big pressure.
Yes.
Bingo! A deadly snow-blowing fan.
Whoa. Hold it. Stop. No. We'll be right.
We're at the challenge. How do you reckon they're all going to fare? I mean, like the Siberian snowstormers.
they've got a very creative solution with this snowblower. If it doesn't shake apart, it could work for them.
Right. And the American icebergs?
They could find out that their machine is underpowered.
Yeah.
And once they drive that stinger into the wall, they may not have the power to pull back out again. Right. Then they're done.
What about the British missiles? It's going to be the first test for them, isn't it?
It's heavy. If they've got a steep slope, if the snow is soft, they potentially could bog right down and not even get up the hill. They could be done right in the beginning.
If you had to go with one team, who would you go with? Because they all
sound... Do I have to go with anybody?
I really think you should.
No.
I think I should press you. I mean, just imagine if you're out in the middle of the icy waste, you're on your own. Which of the teams would you choose to come and rescue?
My money's still on it. I'm going to be on the fast, light machine. I think I'm going to go looking for the Americans coming over the hill to get me.
Fair enough. What more can you say?
All right, Bear, you ready? Not much time left. All right, teams, you got 15 minutes left. You better get a move on.
Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Oh.
Get away from that spot.
Jingle bells.
Yeah, you really found something there, didn't you?
Happy Christmas.
No.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Yeah.
Beautiful. Best machine when I built it.
It's a race to see who can make the most noise. Will the Siberian snowstormer's simple half-track tractor, with its snow-blowing Christmas tree of terror, create a real red scare?
Will the American icebergs and their full-tracked family van with its motorized stinging plow prove they deserve to be a superpower?
Or will the British Blizzard's behemoth dual-engine 16-cylinder, 16-wheel drive creation place them upon the throne of Arctic achievement? Stay tuned.
Mush, doggies, mush! Welcome back to Junkyard Mega Wars. Our massive Arctic machines are almost ready to tackle this winter wonderland. Off to the tundra! Mush!
Today, three teams of the world's brightest, bravest, and boldest builders faced off in a triplet of arduous Arctic adventures.
First, they'll have to climb this steep slope.
They'll need power and traction to make it up.
Next, they better hold on tight as they work their way through this dangerous downhill slalom. Finally, the teams must muscle their way through this massive wall of solid snow.
The honor of three great nations is at stake, all vying for the title of Cold War champions.
Before the teams tackle the tundra, they have 1 hour to fine-tune their snow stompers.
This is country, it's the name of our country, no.
The Siberian snowstormers are propagating propaganda.
Somewhere, for keep this.
I tell you what, this is a beautiful roll, Kate.
The impulsive American icebergs are adding more weight with some safety bars.
Just slow you did, Emmett.
But the British blizzards are lightening their load.
Let it go.
And they've also tinkered with their crew.
And also, there's been a mild change in the lineup of the team. Mickey C's not here.
Yeah, he had a work commitment, and so we've fortunately got Harry.
You got Harry in.
They have, yes. Yeah.
So if you guys think you're coming in first, who do you think will be in second?
The Russians. The lovable Russians.
Why is that? What is it about their machine that...
It's just that the British really won't make it over to the hill.
I mean, I'm worried, there's a sort of little hump up the halfway up. I'm worried you're going to jump that.
But one thing's for sure, we won't land on the Americans.
So you're ready to win.
You're ready to win.
Ready.
This is it, huh? What team do you feel like is going to be your biggest competition?
England.
Where does it stand now, as far as you guys as a group?
Everybody knows his position in our team.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think I will win. We will win.
Exactly.
Now Judge Dave casts his critical eye.
So, Dave, the Siberian Snowstormers machine is ready for action.
My concerns are got a fairly short wheelbase, and this track is kind of loose. Right. They're not going to keep traction on the snow.
Right. Now, the British Blizzard machine, Dave, is big, isn't it?
I think probably weighs over 4 tons.
Well, they'll get lots of traction, though, won't they, with that weight on the wheels?
Oh, it'll move.
Right.
I don't know how far.
Let's go and look at the American machine. Slightly nervous walking underneath this huge construction, but this machine does look very snow-capable.
It's the lightest machine here, though.
Right.
So, slightly underpowered, I think.
So, I mean, if you've got a favourite now, who's your money on for this first leg going up the hill?
I think I've got to go with the Americans.
You think the Americans first?
Yeah.
The machines are ready to race head-to-head up this snowy slope.
The team that gets the furthest earns 3 points. Second place, 2 points, and the team at the back gets a lonely 1 point.
On the line is the acquisition of Arctic supremacy. The teams are obviously nervous.
Let's do it, do it, do it.
Good luck, guys.
This is a very tense moment. Terrifying.
It's Arctic Armageddon. Teams, are you ready?
Yes!
I think I hear engine starting.
Sounds good.
On your mark, get set, go!
Go!
Go! All three machines are actually moving on the snow. The British are breaking away.
British are in the lead.
Hold on, guys. Here comes that incline.
The British are bogging down.
Reverse.
Yeah.
I can't reach that stick.
The Americans are taking advantage of the British bad luck and blasting the Belarusians.
It's a little bit of friendly fire from the Americans.
The Belarusians are reversing and the Americans are taking the lead. No, wait! The Americans are backing up and the Reds are advancing.
Here come the Russians.
The Belarusians are in gear!
I don't have a clue what the Americans are doing.
You're going backwards?
The Americans are going round in circles.
They seem to have very little interest in actually getting up the hill.
The commies are making headway.
But the British will not give up.
Get all these axles driving backwards.
The blizzards are rallying.
That's going forward.
But they're going nowhere fast.
I think they got in the soft snow on that side of the track. And they just
straight in.
Trying to use the power through it, and they dug down.
Yeah.
The Reds are still rolling along.
One, two, three.
The Americans have retreated all the way back to the start line, and they're taking another run at it.
There you go.
The icebergs are creeping up on the blizzards. They're right beside them.
Come on, baby. Get them, guys.
It's all she's got. It's all we're going to burn it up.
The Americans haven't got a snowball's chance. They're backing up.
Do it.
Well, the Russians are slowly but surely slogging their way up the hill. It's not quick, but they're getting there.
Uh-oh. Big clunk from the Russian machine.
Oh, this could be bad news.
I think maybe their drivetrain snapped.
Yeah.
I think they may be done.
Yeah.
You them.
What happened? It stopped.
Yeah, it stopped. Don't know yet what. Because something happened. Real axle not drivable.
So do you think you can fix it?
We don't know yet.
We crossed the start line more than any of these teams.
Question, when you were up almost past the British, why didn't you try to keep going and get past them and get the 2 points?
That was all I had.
You just couldn't get past
that
the British.
It was floored.
The British blizzards? What happened?
Too much power.
We got too much power.
What, is there a problem with your design, or is it just the way the snow is?
We got a problem with this engine. We can't get it running right.
Okay, so you just had these two wheels powering.
That wheel and the third axle.
Although they've lost drive on their tracks, the men from Minsk get maximum points.
With a royal 2 points are the Brits.
And a not-so-star-spangled 1 point for the Americans.
The machines have barely survived their attempt ascent, and it's just going to get worse.
Well, the uphill race had a lot of ups and a few downs, but how's the downhill race going to go? Keep watching.
The mountain takes no prisoners.
After all their hard work, the British and the Americans couldn't scale the slope.
The Belarusians were nearing the summit until they busted their rear axle.
Big conk from the Russian machine.
Now they must hold on tight for the dangerous downhill.
The teams will descend one at a time. If they miss any of the double Christmas tree gates, they'll pick up a 1 minute time penalty.
Who will survive and what will be left of them?
Let me check this one.
There's just time for a final check of their junk brakes and scrap steering, and Judge Dave is worried.
British machine is very heavy.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how much control they're going to have over that machine. The Russians now, they've got no drive on the tracks, so they're going to have some difficulty controlling their machines.
Right.
The Americans, they've got that light, underpowered machine, but if they get going downhill...
They should be good, shouldn't they? Have you got any favorites now, Dave?
Do I have to pick a favorite?
I think it's good. It's good fun when you do.
I think the Americans might be able to do this.
The snowstormers are first up on the downhill, and their tracks are powerless to help them. You guys ready?
Yep.
You guys are in first place right now. What are you going to do to hold the lead? You're going to win it.
Yes.
Taking it all the way.
Yeah.
I know you guys had a problem. Something broke on the run coming uphill. What happened?
What happened? It's rear axle is broken now.
The rear axle is broken?
Yes. Wheel drive, front wheel drive.
Just front wheel drive?
Yes. I think this will be work.
All right. Good luck.
Yes.
Siberian snowstormers, are you ready?
Yeah.
Go! Go, 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 go. All right. They're moving. They've made it to the first Christmas tree gate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. They don't look to have an enormous amount of control.
Would you?
Hold on, Valeri!
Now they gotta make a turn and line up on this next game.
Let's go over to the other
Yes!
They're coming up to a steep spot here. It could be interesting coming down the hill now.
Volume, yeah.
They seem to be okay. Those front wheels still spinning. They seem to be able to turn all right.
Oh, no.
They're slowing.
Oh.
Is it iron curtains for the Reds?
Shoot.
That's it.
Where are they stuck at?
Right before the last set of gates before they crossed the finish line.
When they first started coming down, it looked like they were going to be out of control, but they were able to contain their speed and then slid all the way down to the bottom and pretty well under control. They just didn't have quite enough oomph to get to the end.
Next on the block, the American aggressors.
All right, boys.
First challenge, uphill challenge. You guys were horrific. You didn't have the power to do it. Now we're going downhill. You guys are quick. You're nimble. How you feeling?
This is our race.
This is it?
This is our race.
We just got to keep it pointed down the hill, and we got it all the way to finish line.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Good luck. Be safe. And rip through this course. Let's go.
All right.
Come on.
They're firmly in last place right now. They got to do something.
American icebergs, are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
Cruising through the first
gate. Going fast, too.
Pump it a little bit. Let's not go too fast.
Nanook and the boys are putting the pedal to the metal.
Now they're picking up speed. Look out.
Uh-oh.
They're clearing the first few gates in a flurry of quick turns.
Oh, my God. Now look at the icebergs.
Hey, it's you.
Good. They're doing good.
Hey, easy. Don't get crazy. It's you, man.
They're heading straight for the finish line.
Okay, slow down.
They've taken the finish sign with them. What more can you ask?
Yeah.
Well, that was fantastic. I mean, a great start, a great finish. Couldn't ask for more.
Straight down the hill, no problems at all. Zip right on by.
And love, very smooth steering.
Nice. They have it under control the whole way. Maintain their speed.
Guys, that was unbelievable.
Gives us a warm feeling.
A titanic trip for the icebergs, who finish with a time of 1 minute, 1 second.
What a great job. Last but not least, for crown and country, it's the British Blizzards. How are you feeling?
Good.
Good?
Good.
You're going for first, huh? Yeah. Good luck. Be safe.
but be crazy. Let me see something, all right? Good luck.
If they can get going downhill with all that weight, if they can control it.
Yeah, if they can control it and they can keep the speed going, then they should have the momentum to get down.
British Blizzards, are you ready?
Yeah!
Go!
Those 16 wheels are actually getting a grip.
And they're off! Whoa!
Oh, it's already knocked something over.
Oh, my gosh! The blizzards are coming down, but they've snagged the start sign and still attached. They're not stopping.
Go, 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 go.
All right, look out. Here they come, and they are coming.
It's going.
All right, they're not starting.
They're halfway and clearing all the gates.
They're going pretty well.
Comes the steep part, and they've got a turn right at the bottom of here.
They can keep going now. That's the big thing. If they don't stop now.
Will they get over the Siberian soft spot?
I think they passed the Russians.
Wow, they have. They passed the Russians.
Oh!
Yeah, and they're taking the finish.
Yes!
Well, I didn't expect that. I really didn't expect that.
Oh, made it down. So how did it feel?
It was like this.
But have the Brits beaten the Americans? Better get the official timing.
The American icebergs. You made it all the way to the finish with a time of 1 minute and 1 second. Now the British Blizzards just went down, and with a time of 1 minute, 6 seconds, you guys won it. Good job. Good job.
You came in second place.
Yeah.
But you know what? Second place. Everyone's tied right now.
Yeah. Cool.
So it's anybody's game.
Even keel.
So what it is then, the Russians came first and third, so they got four. British came second in both times, they get four. And the Americans came last in the first time and first in the last time, so they get four.
Exactly,
they've
perfect.
Got four.
So going into last and final event, everyone's tied for first, everything to play for, all right?
Yeah.
So good job today!
Yeah. All three teams are tied. Everything is now down to the worrisome wall of snow. Keep watching.
They've been up. They've been down. Now they've got to go through.
These walls are 8 feet tall and 5 feet thick. Using only their machines, the teams must bust through the snow. The one that does it the fastest is the winner.
Their ramming rovers get a once-over before the final battle.
The ex-Soviets repair their axle of evil.
Got some teeth like this.
And fix their ferocious fan.
Should we get him on first?
The British bodge their big plow blade back on.
I can see where it hits him.
Jay, you want me to get out of your way?
And the Americans set their stinger for stun. What is the chance of this snapping or breaking?
American mate, yeah.
This seems like a lot of stuff that could go wrong. I mean, this is a serious wall. This is no little snowman that you guys are going through.
All you need is a good junkyard.
Yeah.
Get your parts there.
Good
shit. You'll see the winner.
And then once we drill through it and pull back, these up fold out. But then we're going to pull the snow back at us.
So you're thinking,
we'll
if this breaks, you guys just back up and ram into it.
We can't.
It's not going to break.
But it was great when you were going up the hill. I mean, you were way ahead of everybody else. That was very good.
And we lose it because, as you know, we lost our real axle.
Yeah.
No, Russian design and American axle is not working together.
It's not good. So have you seen the wall?
Yeah, it's a surprise for us how strong it is.
Because is American snow not as good as Russian snow?
No, right. This is different. No. American snow is very hard.
But everything's working. The engine is working okay?
Yeah, we try it. It's everything okay.
So you now have drive hit. You have drive hit.
Yes.
Oh, great.
We got better traction than before.
All right, so guys, just real quick, take me through the process of how you're going to try to get to the wall.
Well, first of all, we're going to go turn it round and prod it with our spike at the back.
Okay.
Hopefully loosen it enough.
All right.
Yeah, we'll turn it round then and hopefully push it away.
I mean, is it just going to be chaos? Because I know you can't even really hear what y'all
right.
are saying from the back, right?
You can't hear
anything.
Well,
so it's going to be like, yeah, Gary, hey, and you're just going, ah!
You've got it.
No, then we'll have a meeting.
Well, of course you're going to have a meeting. Shut off the engine, pull out the tea, and then talk about it.
The pride of three great nations rests with these machines. But Judge Dave isn't optimistic for the British.
But we've got a problem back here that I don't like.
So they've got to reverse into the wall with this thing to...
Right, and during the build phase, they were going to raise and lower this. Now they're running into problems. They've got to chain down. And that's going to be a problem because they're going to be hitting low on the base of the wall instead of hitting at the top.
And he's also apprehensive about the Americans' firepower.
This is an unproven motorcycle engine. Driving this long shaft, long all shaft the way up, yeah, to this spike on the end, right, which is going to go into that hard packed snow, yeah, wall. And then when they back out, these will come out, be able to pull the snow back.
Pull the snow.
And they can also move this spike up and down. Very innovative design. I hope it works.
Yeah, me too.
Well, the Belarusian vehicle is looking very scary.
Yeah, big wheel.
Yeah.
This big snow blower to come into that wall,
yeah,
and throw the snow away.
So have you got a favorite out of the three machines?
If the U.S. design works and they got enough power, I think that's going to work.
So far, the score is dead even. The snowstormers are facing the wall first.
Ace Mechanic Arc is in charge of their blower.
Okay, do what I do.
And ex-tank commander Yuri will guide them from the ground.
Siberian snowstormers, final challenge. Are you ready?
Равномерно держи. Обороты все.
Oh, come on, boys.
Fan's spinning up. Look at that jaw, though.
That's scary.
It's a Siberian snowstorm.
They're going to hit it again here.
I think that's what they've got to do. They've got to go back and forth, haven't they? It certainly works. The fan is still spinning now, but they didn't even mind it.
I'm impressed. It's holding, yeah, together. The whole wall is starting to collapse now.
Yuri's ordering his troops to give it all they've got.
Yeah!
Maximum оборотов. Раскос, сначала самого. Пошел, 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 пошел.
You can feel that energy. Look at him waving his arms.
But can the Reds get over to freedom?
All right, here they go. Oh, go! There it comes, there it goes. Look at this. Yes! Way to go!
Dad! How does that feel?
It's good. It was the spot and we finished. We finished, see? We finished, thanks God.
It's an amazing time of 6 minutes, 21 seconds. The Siberian snowstormers have set the standard.
Outstanding effort.
Very good.
The blizzards are about to face the cold, hard truth. It's winner takes all.
Crank her up.
Harry's handling the back engine, Graham's got the front, and Wall's at the wheel. H is their spotter.
British blizzards, what's happening, guys? Are we ready for this?
Yeah,
we're ready.
Yeah?
We're ready.
So you just saw the Siberian snowstormers go. How you feeling?
Well, pretty good.
What tactics are you going with?
Gently, gently.
Gently.
You're not going to just try to run at it like you talked about earlier. You guys are just going to, like, chip away, and then try to snowplow
through. That comes later.
Having seen the T-34 tank stop dead in it.
Yeah. That kind of changed your tactics?
Just a little.
All right, well, guys, hey, it's tied up. This is it. The winner of this wins the whole thing. You guys ready?
We're ready.
Are you guys really ready?
We're ready.
All right, good luck.
Okay, I think we're
ready. Everybody's ready, yep. Oh, they sound like the engines are running well, because they've had a lot of trouble with them, haven't they? That sounds pretty good now.
We're ready.
Go!
Go, guys, go!
Steady.
I can't see. They're right straight.
Wow, look at that.
Oh, that's a bit more solid, that one.
Back straight to that.
Looks like the Royal Rams found a soft spot in the snow wall.
Big hole.
Big car side.
Steady.
Wait, something's gone bad for the Blues.
I think they've got a serious problem now with their arm, with their ram.
Ram's broken.
Back engine.
The arm is just dragging on the ground. Yeah. It's broken. They're going to have to cut that off.
Yeah.
It's not over for the brave Brits. Never say die.
The clock is running now, so they're going to have to do this quickly. Look at Ace.
Very, very
picking it up himself and dragging it out of the way.
Oh, no! They're down, but not out.
Steady.
What are they doing? They're still going to go in backwards.
A lot of it went down.
They got a big chunk of the wall on the back of the machine. Poor Harry on the back there. They're going to go back and give it another shot.
They're wasting the wall, but not quick enough. If they're going to beat the Belarusians time, they've got to go forward.
They're turning around and going for broke.
Okay. All right, here they go. Look at this. They're either going to get through or they're going to break this machine.
It's now or never.
Look at our wheel. The wheel.
messed up.
Well, that's definitely it for the British team.
It looks like it's that one set of wheels jammed back into the other set of wheels. They've got no power anymore. Absolutely they're not. Stuck. They're done.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Well done. Well done, huh? Everybody alive?
Yep.
You guys absolutely tore this vehicle apart. You got to feel good about yourselves.
We've done our best.
Wait, we'll wait for the Americans to run out and see how far they get.
A valiant effort from the British Blizzards. They did not get as far as the Soviets, but they could still beat the American icebergs.
We got two teams down and one team remaining. Anything can happen.
Don't go away.
Our championship ice battle is at a breaking point.
The British Blizzards totaled their 16-wheeled snow smasher and failed to clear the wall.
Siberian snowstormers' focused determination and sensational snowblowing design got them through the barrier in just over 6 minutes.
Look at that! Yes! Way to go!
We finished, yeah? We finished. Thanks God.
Now the American icebergs strap in and gear up for the fight of their lives. All right, American icebergs, what's up, baby? What's up? How are we feeling?
Good.
Hey, yeah? All right, so guys, how are we feeling? What's the tactic? What are we doing?
Slow and steady.
Slow and steady. At least get past the wall and beat the British guys, okay?
All right, there we go.
All right, guys, good luck. Here we go.
Let's do it.
The Americans have only one chance to make a difference. Every aspect of their teamwork and design must combine perfectly if they're going to succeed.
Welder Tom wields the baton and Captain Nanook is in command. American icebergs, are you ready?
Yes!
Go!
Making it nice and slow. Yeah, see, it's going up like, oh, look at that, right into the...
Wow. Went right in, but then it stopped.
The engine quit. Tom's frantically working.
Oh, no, the Stinger's lost its spin.
You want to start without? Okay.
Time for some American brute force.
Look at that, look at that.
Okay. Wow.
They've knocked a big chunk out of the top of the wall on one side.
You want to let her down some?
Yeah, let her down a little bit, Cap.
Dropping it down a little bit. Good move, I think. Taking another run at it.
Hustle.
Look, there you go. Right on through.
Whoa!
Look at that, just coming down, coming down.
Going well, that is.
All right, they're going over to the other side.
Sweet hit, but their Stinger's taking a beating.
He's just buckling up.
Time is tight. The Cold War Cowboys have just 1 minute to curb the communist threat.
Good. Excellent.
They've gotten it low enough now, so now we've got to see if they can get over.
Go on, boys.
Go on.
This could be it right here.
Come on, all the way!
All right, here they go.
Hey, you strapped in, man?
It's an unbelievable time of 5 minutes 52 seconds. The Americans have put the wall to shame.
Awesome, guys. You just totally brought home the title for your country, for your team. Unbelievable.
Well, teams, I think it's safe to say it's been a bitter, long-fought battle fought right to the very end.
Taking third place in the competition is the British Blizzard. Yay!
In second place for the Super Siberian Snowstormer.
But the winners of the International Arctic Challenge, the American Icebergs!
Give it up, there you go, Catman!
Good work, congrats. Good work.
There you go.
Thank you very
good
much.
Good job. Well done.
Captain Nanook, there is the international trophy!